On this holiday weekend, we are awaiting any kind of a text or phone call involving home improvement. You have one of those questions, we'd love to hear from you, either, again, by phone or by text, 651-461-9226. Andy Lindis, good morning to you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Good morning to you.
Yeah. Can you believe it? 41 degrees today. Yesterday is the same. Day before. I assume even though it was the Christmas holiday, some workers got a couple of things done.
Yeah, and it's nice to have everything melting off a little bit and looking, you know, Christmas falling in the middle of the week. We definitely have people working on both sides of the week, so wrapping some things up at the end of the year. But looking like January, without any snow and ice on roofs, we're able to continue doing gutter work. We've got some roof repairs that we're going to be able to accomplish here and make it a little bit easier when it's not, you know, 15 below. So I very thankful for the weather we're receiving right now.
Absolutely. You know, I'm thinking we get so many listeners who have visitors at home during these holidays, new listeners all the time. And I thought, you know, maybe for those that maybe have not heard about it, I'm sure you have other things to talk about too, but I thought it would be kind of a good idea to talk about that exciting GAF solar roofing you and I talk about. Maybe explain what the deal is and why you're excited about it.
You know, the math has never, again, the biggest thing I'm excited about is I've wanted solar. It just made sense. So over the last 25 years, we've looked at solar option after solar option after solar option, just because I'm like, if they can find a way to make this affordable and make the math work out in our area, it'd be a no-brainer. I mean, everyone's electricity is going up. We're consuming more electricity than we ever have for the most part. And it just never was an option. Like, it was 25, 30, 40 years before the ROI. And by that time, the panels only lasted 20 years. Couple that with most of these panels have problems, have issues. And I have friends all around the country that are trying solar. I'm watching solar business after solar business after solar business go out of business. And if you look online, it's really, really hard. You go on Reddit or anywhere to find anything positive anyone has to say about whatever solar company they worked with. And I can tell you this, Denny, we've had estimates by solar companies in the Twin Cities, and they give us outrageous, wildly wrong and inaccurate how much energy this roof could generate. Because I've done this with our system at GAF Energy to figure out how much energy these roofs can generate. And we say it can only make 5 kW, and they're telling us 15 kW. And then you're seeing some of these estimates that people are getting for 40, 50 grand, and it's not even replacing the roof. So what this is a solar shingle. It's really not viable unless you're going to be replacing your roof. But if you're replacing your roof, this makes a lot of sense. Where a normal roof would be $25,000, this solar roof will be in that $35,000, $40,000 range maybe. So you're looking at a $10,000 increase or so to get solar roofing. Now you're getting a 30% tax deduction, tax credit, on your entire roof. So that's 30% of that entire $35,000 spent. So that's $10,000 right there. So it's really the government is paying you to put that on with that tax credit. You have 5 years to use that tax credit as well. Now you're looking at how much your electrical bill is going down. If we can reduce that by 50% or sometimes even zero, it really starts to make sense. Now on new construction, what I really like about Minnesota, I shouldn't say, I never like the government telling us that we have to do anything. Maybe that's just the good old American gumption in me. They only tell us we have to do something. Chances are we're going to fight about it. But new construction, if you're taking a 30-year mortgage on this, the math, it's a no-brainer. If you're building anything brand new or putting a 30-year mortgage on this, you need to do the math to see how much your payment's going to go up to add solar and how much you're going to save every month on your energy. And almost always, if you have a house that's a good, viable option for solar, it will cash flow immediately almost.
I've got to ask, and I can hear some people asking the same thing. I'm thinking about what you said about these I want to say old-style solar stuff. But what do these shingles look like? I mean, is there such a thing as curb appeal with these things?
Yeah, they look as close to shingles. Obviously, they're going to be a little bit shinier than shingles. They are a solar panel. But, Denny, there's these solar fields going up everywhere, which I don't know. I've driven around. I've seen around the country, and I see these solar fields going up, and you start talking to the people. These are the same panels that go on roofs. Do you know what these solar fields have? They have an entire staff that goes around and maintains those solar fields, that they are working on these systems, because when one system goes down, the entire array goes down. So if you have something, and a lot of times if you look at those old style systems, the parts are under different warranties. So the converter is going to be on one warranty, the panel is going to be on one warranty. So the panel will never go bad, but the converter will, and that'll be $3,000 or $4,000. So think, these panels on the ground, in the best case scenario, have to have somebody that is maintaining them regularly. And those are the panels that go on most roofs. And that's why I never chose to offer that to my customers, because it just didn't make sense. Then the best people I saw with solar in the Twin Cities were electricians. Why? Because they knew how to maintain them and knew how to check them and make sure that they're always running. And almost always, every other year, at the very minimum, there was some maintenance that had to be performed on them to get them to work the way they were supposed to. And my buddy in California, Northern California, just quit like the entire solar division of his roofing company, because every single job that he installed, he had to go back and service every single one of them. And again, this is the guarantee that comes from GAF. They are very confident in what's going to happen. It's the only company out there that's going to offer you a 25-year guarantee. Every 5 years, there's going to be a check-in and a make-good if need be. Meaning, if we're not living up to our end of the bargain, we will refund you or put more solar panels on your house in order to generate the amount of energy that we're supposed to. And I'm telling you this, we're probably never going to have to do that, because we're pretty smart on the front end. And GAF is really smart about their guarantees. They don't stamp a guarantee on anything unless they're confident it's going to perform the way it says it's going to. And that's as good a warranty as you're going to get for solar. You're covered on every part, has a lifetime guarantee or 25-year guarantee. And we're guaranteeing the amount of energy that it's going to produce.
Tell you what, I know we have to take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about how do we contact Linda's. I mean, is it like we always like to say, one contractor, but who gets involved if somebody, like you said, if you need a new roof anyway? And let's talk about the shade, the sun, and some houses can use it, some can't, maybe half can. When we come back, we'll follow up on this. Any other home improvement questions, we'd love to hear from you at 651-461-9226. Right now, in the Twin Cities, we're 34 degrees. We're heading to near 42. On New Year's Day, if you're looking ahead, we're only going to get up to about 22, but sunshine should return on Friday, but highs then, by the end of the week, only about 15 degrees. Again now, fog is still reported. Be careful out there. CCO temperature reading 34. Good morning and welcome back to our Home Improvement Show here every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour. Thanks to Linda's Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. Andy Lindis with us again this morning. Final show of 2024. We've been talking about that great GAF solar roofing, those shingles that we're so excited about. And Andy, I wanted to kind of set up the scenario of someone listening who is going to be needing a new roof real soon. And they're hearing you talk about it and say, maybe I better check this out. How do they do that? How do they know if they're a candidate?
Well, you real easily. You can go on LindisConstruction.com, fill out a form, and we'll run it through our system. In fact, right now, we are sending a letter out to, I don't know, the last couple of years, we've given and looked at, I don't know, 6,000-7,000 roofs. We think about 4,000 of them are pretty viable for solar. So we're running those through the system. So they have those numbers and we'll understand exactly how much it would cost to put solar on that if they have to replace the roof. And going forward, every single customer that we meet with that is looking at roofing, we can run that through our system. And right then, we're going to be able to tell you what's the most efficient way to put solar on your roof, what's the maximum output you could possibly get, and what those costs are. So then you can make a really informed decision on whether or not this is financially viable for you, or if this roof really should get solar or not. And what I like about the state of Minnesota, most of the infrastructure, a lot of it has been like everything is getting changed, not changed, but upgraded to handle more residential solar. So you think of our taxpayer money, the billions of dollars we're putting into infrastructure in the systems like the GETS and upgrading the transmission lines and things of that nature. It's set up for us to help produce enough energy. And I really do think we're heading down the right direction. And you couple that, Denny, with Class 4 shingles, which we are going to install alongside the solar panels, you really are getting a lifetime roof. And I hats off to GAF, especially in our area of the world, where we're going to be able to offer fortified roofing with solar, a Class 4 option, that this is going to be something that should last a long time. Again, you know my pet peeve is we can't build it better than we used to. That's a lie. That's a choice. So we are choosing to not only make this a energy-creating roof, it's also going to be the longest-lasting roofing you can possibly put on your home. So that's why I'm pretty excited. And still to this day, it's billions of tons of asphalt shingles with all of the recycling we're capable of. Now, again, this asphalt usually can't get turned into roads or doesn't get turned into roads, but it does get turned into driveways, recycled shingles. And a portion of GAF's shingles are recycled as well. So a lot of the material that we're using are recycled shingles. Having said that, it's still billions of tons of asphalt shingles that go into landfills every year. And if anybody has gotten a letter from their homeowner's insurance policy, like almost all of us have, and seen where our rates are going, either our deductibles are going up, our rates are going up, or we're getting dropped outright, There's a lot of reasons why we need to choose things like this. It's not just about creating energy. It's about creating a roof that is going to last a lifetime and never have to be maintained. It has to check all of those boxes in order to be an option in our area of the world. And that's why I'm really, really excited. And where, you know, people way smarter than me, and I was sitting down and looking at these options, were trying to, you know, telling me like, hey, we think 20 years from now, like 80% of the roofing is going to have a solar option. And you think about that. And right now, it's not even over 1% of the roofing has some solar option. So they think 20 years from now, 80% of the roofing is going to have a solar component on it. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I guess 80%. Now, what about actual application? When you when the Linda's crews come out, somebody needs a new roof. Is it the same as if you're putting on just a regular asphalt shingle roof? I mean, as far as the underlayment and everything?
Yeah, a lot of similarities when it goes into weather tightening the roof, and the same installers that install our shingles are going to install the solar component. And the electrician's going to come behind them and hook it up to the panel, and to the utility company is going to come in behind them and hook that up. And I'm telling you, Xcel Energy Center, you know, has a lot of hoops to jump through, but now that we got the system on lockdown, we've worked our way through it. We got a really good partnership with Xcel. So it's not as big of a timeline as you'd think to get those three separate crews to come in. It's going to be roofing. Our electrician's going to come in right after that, and Xcel's going to hook it up, and you're going to be good to go, and you're going to have an application on your phone. You'll be able to see how much energy your roof is generating every day and how much money it's saving you.
Now, you probably don't have the numbers, excuse me, in front of you, but is Linda's getting calls about this? Are people excited? Are people kind of, are they ready to sign up?
Yes. You know, like all things, the numbers have to make sense. But we are seeing more and more people requesting this and trying to look at these options. The tax credit alone, it makes it almost worth it when you're talking, especially if you have to replace your roof anyways. That's the cool part. It's not just the solar components that have a tax credit. It's the entire roofing, because you have to replace everything. So it's a system that gets the tax credit.
Yeah. Hang on, Andy. Getting a signal. We need to take a quick break for weather. We come back, we'll be picking up on some text questions. If you want to call Andy, or if you want to send a text like some folks are doing, by all means, here's the number to get it done. 651-461-9226. 34 degrees right now in the Twin Cities. Excuse me. We'll have a look at that forecast in just a moment. News Talk 830 WCCO. And good morning. Welcome back to our Home Improvement Show here every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour. Thanks to our friends at Linda's Construction. If you want to get in touch with those folks, maybe you're interested in these solar shingles, or maybe you need new siding or insulation or whatever, maybe new windows, 844-9-LINDIS, and they'll help you out. Andy Lindis is helping us out this morning. Andy, we have calls and we have texts. Let's get to them. I think Diane has been waiting there in Lakeville to ask you a question. Thanks, Diane. What's your question for Andy?
Yes, I was told that these panels are supposed to go on the west and south side of the house, the roof of the house. So please explain that to me.
That's because where you're going to get the most sunlight. So sometimes, depending on how your house is situated and where your shading is, that we may be able to put them on other areas of the home as well. But typically, the west and south-facing slopes are going to be the slopes that get the most sunlight, meaning that's where the solar shingles should go. And it doesn't make sense to put them in an area that is shaded most of the day. That's why we pick west and south end slopes. And that's why some of the best designed homes, I think, in the Twin Cities are the ones that have a lot of windows. Like why I like my I have a west and south facing wall. So one wall is west facing, then it L's and it's south facing. All of those walls have as big windows as you can put in that area. But because they're the infinity windows by Marvin this time of year, meaning as the sun gets lower in the horizon, as it does in the wintertime where we are, less of it gets reflected. The way our low E is designed so as that angle gets lower, we're allowed to get solar heat gain. Meaning when it's 15 below outside, because it's a west and south facing window, I am going to have like my one that's really well insulated, and these are awesome windows, but I get enough solar heat gain where the furnace doesn't kick on when it's 15 below in there. It's my workout room. I walk in there, the thermostat set at 70, it'll be 72, 73 degrees. So 2 or 3 degrees warmer than what the thermostat is set at because of the amount of solar heat gain we're getting. So we got to, you know, use the sun to our advantage as much as we possibly can to lower our energy bills and help to naturally warm our homes. And now, with the advent of our GIF energy shingle, we're able to put a roof on that's going to lower your energy bills. So sometimes wipes them out completely.
Boy, there's a lot of interest. I can tell by the calls and the text, Andy, a lot of interest in this particular topic. We hadn't planned on it, but there you go. Another text came in. By the way, thanks to Ann for the call. 651-461-9226. This text says this. Always concerned about hail damage for solar panels. Is the potential damage any worse for solar roofing than regular shingles?
No, it's not any potentially damaged than regular shingles. It's they won't hold up to as much hail as some of the better class 4 shingles out there. Having said that, we've done unscientific testing ourselves, meaning me and some fellows from work went up 20, 30 feet and started dropping things on solar shingles to see what it would take to damage them. And it took a lot more than any of us anticipated. So take that for what you will. Not scientific at all. We're roofers, not scientists and engineers, but we wanted to see what it was like, and we've walked on them, and you know they're not going to be as durable as a class 4 shingle. When you put these solar panels on with the class 4 shingles, you're going to be in as good a spot as anybody in the Twin Cities.
Listener wants to know if the shingles come in different colors. Good question.
Not the solar part, but the actual shingles, yes, we can match. But the solar shingles are going to be one color, and the other shingles that we install next to the solar shingles or on the rest of the roof, we can choose the color accordingly to make the customer happy.
That's great.
Danny, there's one other text here, too, that you're probably not going to read, but it says, Happy New Year, Danny. Wish you were here on more than just Saturdays. Yeah, oh. I'm with you. I don't know.
Nice.
I don't know if you're looking to work more than 1 or 2 days a week. But hey, I think the listeners have spoken, Denny.
Well, you're very kind. They're very kind, and thank you to that listener. Yeah. Well, we'll We've done a lot over the last 53 years. I'm not sure people want to hear more, but hey, it's still fun, and that's why we're still around. We're having fun. Enjoy working with you. You know that after all these years. So thank you for that. Let's see. Let me give you the number again, 651-461-9226. Again, more interest. What about snow on the roof producing electricity? Can that cause problems?
It can. It will generate electricity with snow on top of them. There's still some sunlight that will penetrate, but that is factored in. The average snowfall is factored in to our calculation. Then we have another text says, I don't know how you can make a lifetime claim. The shingles have not been around long enough. If they all start failing in 10 years, your company would go broke replacing them. Well, one, GAF is one of the largest companies in the world, and they're not going to put a guarantee that they're not going to live up to. And I've been putting 50-year golden pledge warranties on roofs for a decade now, and I've had four of them fail. And every single time, GAF has paid me the same amount to replace that shingle that I got originally, and there was zero out-of-pocket expense for my customer. Now, in order to get that warranty, I have to do a certain amount of things. I have to use a certain amount of GAF products the proper way and install techniques the proper way in order to get that warranty. And sometimes on a roof, that'll be $500 to $1,500 more expense to the customer. That's why most roofers don't do it. For whatever reason, they're making a decision not to do it that way, to give the homeowners the best warranty that you can possibly receive on the planet. So I understand that all this stuff fails, you're going to go out of business. And that's why most of these solar companies go out of business, because stuff fails and they have to live up to it and they can't manage it. I'm telling you, I went into this both eyes wide open. This has been a four-year process for me with GAF to work out the bugs. And I'm very confident that not only we're going to live up to our end of the bargain, that the system will do what we're saying it's going to do, but if it does fail, there's not a better company in the manufacturing world of home improvement products than GAF to stamp on that warranty. And I went to a retirement party. This is maybe my bias to GAF is getting me here. Because I went to a retirement party for the great Lance Hoagland about a couple weeks ago. He's been our longtime GAF representative. He's a family member to me now. But there's 12, 13 people that I'm friends with that work at GAF, that I text with on a regular basis, that I know about their families. There's not another manufacturer that Lindis Construction has worked with in the last 50 years that we could say that about maybe more than one, two, three people. Just because the faith and the partnership that we have there, and I've seen how they perform. You got to remember, Denny, we got out of roofing completely in the early 90s and late 80s because we had a bad taste in our mouth with a manufacturer that remained nameless, but this is why organic shingles aren't offered anywhere. And my dad had to go to customers and be like, hey, you know, they're going to give you the warranty is this, and it's gone down so much now. Here's $500 to replace your roof, so that's another $4,000 out of pocket for the materials. My dad would eat that a lot, and we got out of roofing completely because of that. And we didn't get back into it until we were comfortable with a warranty. And that was GAF Elk at the time. Now it's just GAF. So I'm telling you, we went into this both eyes wide open. If the numbers make sense and we can generate enough electricity on your roof in order to make the numbers make sense, I'd take this deal all day, every day, and not look back, because the guarantee is behind, not only behind Lindis Construction, who has been around since 1979, but it's backed by GAF. And GAF, out of warranties and warranty claims that I've done in my lifetime, there's nobody better on the planet than them at dealing with that, especially with their master elites. Now, every roofer in the metro can install GAF shingles, but only master elites can offer you the warranties that I'm talking about.
Yeah, what a big difference. Tell you what, before we break, let's grab another phone call. Andy, Wayne is calling in from Forest Lake. Thanks for waiting, Wayne. What's your question for Andy?
Yes, it's not about shingles, but I put in some new wood windows, high quality as far as I know. Do they outgas?
What do you mean outgas?
Well, there's supposedly, I put some windows in upstairs here 3 years ago, and right in the fine print it said they might outgas with some chemical, hydrochloride or something like that.
Hmm.
It was written right there in the fine print, and of course the fine print, you know, there was a whole page of, you know, really small print, and I just signed it.
These are wood windows?
Yes.
Hmm.
I stay in them. The ones I just bought, 4 new ones, and I stay in those, too. They're from a very reputable manufacturer. And I wonder if they're outgassing because I'm having some trouble with some allergies. I wonder if that could be part of it.
Andy, I've heard the term off-gassing, not outgassing.
Oh, maybe it is off-gassing.
And that's usually from petroleum product, like vinyl, like in your car dash.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Uh-huh.
No.
That's why I was wondering if it's wood. I'm not sure where that's coming from. The only other gas is in the construction of the glass, right?
Yeah. So I've never heard of wood products being an issue that way. Where it could be, though, if the house got tightened up and now it's pulling air from someplace else in the house, it might be worth it for you to talk to your energy company or have somebody come out and do a blower door test and figure out what's going on. And maybe you're going to find out that you've tightened up the house and now it's bringing in air from a spot that it shouldn't, and it's going through mold and or, you know, if it's in the attic area, it can be, you know, all sorts of rodent issues that I've seen up there. And if that air is passing through something like that, it can affect people different ways.
Okay.
So it might be worth checking that out and kind of going from there.
Okay, that's a good suggestion.
And
thank
let
you.
Us know. Let us know what happens, will you, Wayne? Let us know.
I can do that.
Very good. Thanks for listening, and thanks for the call this morning. Interesting. Yeah, I'd like to hear the end of that story. All right. We need to take a quick break, Andy. We'll come back and pick up on more questions. 651-461-9226. It doesn't have to be about shingles. It can be about anything. We'll any home improvement question, that is. We'll be back here. News Talk 830. This is WCCO. And welcome back to the remaining minutes of our home improvement show. If you have any kind of a home improvement question, 651-461-9226. Questions for Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. I know we have a few minutes to go on the show, Andy, and we have a bunch of questions to get answered. A couple of them related to snow on the roof and as far as roof raking with these solar shingles. But let's talk about that, but let's talk about roof raking in general. Is that a good idea?
If you have ice dam problems, I think there's much better ways of controlling that than removing the snow from your roof. I mean, so that sometimes it's our only option if the ice dam is starting to form. But I've seen a lot more damage caused by removal of snow and ice than almost any other thing in the winter. So you just need to be careful. And remember, every time you remove the granules from shingles, it'll be easier to remove snow from the solar shingles. You might be able to scratch it, but I doubt it. But the granules that are on ordinary asphalt shingles, that's what reflects the UV light. That's what protects your shingles from cracking and curling. And that's, you know, when I talked about those organic shingles before, that was the problem. The organic matter that was used instead of the matting, the granules would let loose. And all of a sudden, you'd look at your downspout, and there'd be a pile of shingle granules there. That's a good clue your roof is failing now. Or it's a good clue that, hey, you just had a brand new roof installed. Usually for like the first couple of months after a roof is installed, they're going to shed some of those granules. We try our best to vacuum out the gutters and blow everything off so it doesn't do that as much. But you're going to lose granules when you first install a roof and then when it's about to be dead, meaning that like the longer it gets on your house, so the closer it gets to the end of its lifespan, you're going to see the shingle granules start to let loose. When they let loose, it gets to the asphalt cracks, curls, and that's when you start to pick up whole chunks of shingles that have blown off your house in your yard. And we see that on a regular basis. And I know this year, if we have any more snow that we had than we had last year, this spring, I will be repairing roofs that people wrecked while removing snow. Sometimes it's professionals you hire. Okay, it's when most of these snow dam removal guys are hiring people in that, you know, minimum wage type cash jobs. You just got to be careful with that. If they're going up on your roof with a hatchet, you need to start asking questions. And I say that jokingly, but Denny, every year I end up fixing somebody's valley that got hatcheted through. Every
year. It happens.
Year. So,
it happens.
It shouldn't. An axe, a hatchet, the back end of a hammer, an ice pick, there's no use for those on a roof. It should never even be thought to put up there.
Andy, I know we just have a couple minutes to go. A listener is building a house near Park Rapids and really interested in this topic that we're talking about, the solar shingles. Their question is they want to find someone who works with this solar concept in northern Minnesota. What would you recommend to them? Is there someone that you know that they could call or check in with?
You're going to want to check with, look up the roofers in the area and start with the first Master Elite that you see. You can probably go on GAF's website. They have a great contractor locator button there. You type in the zip code and it'll put you there. Most builders, though, don't use Master Elite to install the roof. They're usually looking for the cheapest roofer that they possibly can do, and they can get GAF shingles from everywhere. That's why almost every brand new build in Minnesota didn't get a Golden Pledge warranty on it, because the Master Elite didn't install it. So you're going to have to work with your builder to find a GAF energy installer. And currently, talking to a few builders right now, they are seeing the light. This is the cool part. This is the first time ever. They can go to their customers and be like, hey, I'm going to lower your mortgage is going to go up by $75, but your energy bill is going to go down by $200. That's real math. That's happened already. So if you are, again, you're any new construction build, I don't want to say you're dumb if you don't look at solar as an option, but I think if you find out what it would have cost you up front when you built your house, say 5 years from now, and how much money you would save, you're going to feel like, oh, you really missed out on something. So if you're building anything new, you're thinking about building anything new, or you're a builder out there, it really is, you're doing your customers a disservice if you're not offering a solar component on your roofing.
Well, I know we just have a minute to go, Andy, and we've got the month of January coming up. Real quickly, besides these solar shingles, which is really exciting, what are the kind of deals? Can you give us a little hint of what the month of January might offer at Lindus?
75% off labor on the installation of Infinity windows and the leaf guard gutters. And, of course, we always do the free heat map analysis. We're going to come into your home with a variety of diagnostic tools, like our customer that called about trying to figure out what's going on with his home. Chances are, even without the blower door, my people would be able to figure out if there is an air quality issue or you have mold issues, where as we inspect your home, we should be able to find those things out. So if you're looking at insulation, windows, just making your home more energy efficient, have one of my people come out. It's a free assessment. And every week, Denny, I get a review or a note from a customer that says, hey, your person came out, did an assessment on my house, and, you know, at this time, it's just not, he didn't think it was worth it for us to install anymore. My R value is good, but maybe down the road, appreciate the information we got.
Yeah, absolutely. Happens a lot.
It happens a lot.
Andy, have a happy new year, you and all the crew and your family at Lindus, and we'll talk 1 week from today.
Yes, sir. Happy New Year, everyone. Thank you.
Happy New Year. Andy Lindus from Lindus Construction. Thanks for listening.